Praise the Lord, my friends. It is such a blessing to be able to come before you in Radio Land once again. I thank my brother, Minister Mill, for allowing us this opportunity to share what thus said the Lord. We do have a very interesting topic on today that actually comes from the Word of God. But you need to know what this scripture means. Oftentimes we hear it, we quote it, but then we don't go in depth on its true meaning. So it is my intent on today to share with you our primary scripture, which comes from St. John 14:6. And it reads, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Our primary scripture also will be Philippians 4:19. And it reads, And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. How often do we just repeat things over and over without really seriously considering what we're saying? And do we really mean and believe what we are saying? We say such things as, good to see you, but are you really glad to see them? Or, you look nice today, when inwardly you're thinking, you look a mess. Or, have a nice day. That's a classic. When deep down inside, you couldn't care less how their day will be. Hallelujah. The truth of the matter is, we all do it, whether intentionally or unaware that this is a form of hypocrisy. Praise the Lord. It just seems like a nice thing to say. It becomes a habit. These are just expressions we use, mostly out of habit, to converse and communicate in this world. Well, what about spiritual sayings, such as, God bless you, or the Lord will make a way, or Lord have mercy, or God is good all the time? Do you really mean and believe these great truths? Or have they just become another habitual part of your spiritual conversing and communication? Lord have mercy. So that brings us to our consideration for the moment. Philippians 4:19 that says, For my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's a true fact. Receive it. Believe it. That's the key. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You have to have faith to believe what the Word says. You read it, you let it enter into your spirit, and then you believe it by faith. Hallelujah. St. John 14:6 says, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through me. Meaning Jesus. And since we realize that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, this basic truth found in Philippians 4:19 should free us up from worry and stress, because God knows what we have need of even before we ask. Praise the Lord. But it is so important to confess these things to God, because the Word of God says in Romans 10:9-10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that after 3 days God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The scripture not only pertains to your soul salvation, but you can confess your sins to God. And 1 John 1:9 says you will be forgiven and cleansed from all unrighteousness. So you see, confessing is a way of communicating to God through prayer our faults, our needs, as well as our thoughts. And when we confess the Word of God over our circumstances, The word of God has the power, hallelujah, to move on our behalf, no matter what the situation is. So when we say, my God shall supply, just take it to the bank. Just pray, ask God, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart while you wait. Wait on the Lord. And again, I say, wait on the Lord. But in the meantime, there are things that you can be doing while you're waiting. If you need a job, are you looking? If you need a salvation for your children, are you praying for them? If you need salvation and deliverance from a wayward husband or wife, are you praying for them? God will, but there are things that we are commanded to do. Hallelujah. And we all like to quote that verse that the Bible says that God will rain on the just as well as the unjust. And he does, and he will. But we need to get in the practice and in the habit of operating according to the manual, which is the B-I-B-L-E, Basic Instruction for Living in Earth. So we want to trust God with all our hearts. Lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, hallelujah, and he shall direct our path, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, he is a way maker. Jesus is the way. He is a problem solver. He is our provider. He is a heart fixer and a mind regulator. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Almighty God, and Everlasting Father. He is our Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But we got to trust him. Proverbs 3, 4, and 5 again says to trust the Lord with all your heart. Finally, my brothers and my sisters, yes, God promised to supply all our need, and he will do it. He will make a way out of no way to do it. And remember, our needs are different than our wants. He also says in Psalms that if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will also give you the desires of your heart. But you have to be in the will of God. Make sure, be very sure that you are in the will of God. I don't know about you, my sisters and brothers, but I serve a risen Savior. He's not dead. He got off the cross. He came out the tomb with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. And once you put your hand in the hand of the man with the master plan, Jesus the Christ, our soon coming King, the only way for you is up. So stay encouraged and remember, Jesus loves you. And so do I.